like, this, we talked so much last week about life after the rental. You guys think that this kind of the first real test, though, since San Francisco doesn't really spread you out and throw people off much more in a nickel that much. Is this kind of a bigger test to see what your defense looks like without their own?
No, because, I mean, Houston still it's a run first. They're not a big spread you out team. I mean, first and second downs, they're actually bigger groupings. They probably will put us in sub defense less than most teams will. It's going to be a big test for the back end, though, in having the marquee receiver in Andre Johnson. You know, as a guy that we always felt comfortable matching Durrell on, and that's, you know, for the most part, that's going to be Cromartie's challenge. You know, we'll have some other options there as well from a coverage standpoint, but in a general way, that will primarily be the matchup. So, again, I know he's looking forward to the challenge. He's prepared well for it all week, and but again, the back end's going to have to step up. This is a much better passing attack than what we faced.
Mike, how do you think Kyle fared? I know statistically it didn't look so bad, but that looked like there's some opportunities there that Alex Smith missed.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's not Durrell, so we're not going to hold him to that standard. Did he grade out pretty well? He did, but I think one of the issues that came up was we were forced to put him in some one-on-one situations because of how we were playing up front. That normally we could play some coverage calls to help the corners out, and this goes for any game. But when you're not playing well up front and you have to load the box, you know. To use a cliche, to stop the run, that puts a lot of pressure on your corner. So, it's not as easy just to point it out and say there were missed opportunities. Those opportunities were created in large part because of what we felt we had to do to stop the run.
You think that'll be different, though, in terms of stacking the box because of how effective Houston is running the ball?
We're going to play better against the run. I mean, what we've shown is clearly not up to our standards. So again, the plan will be to stop the run, but there are going to be times where, you know, with this passing attack, we can't sit and cover zero or cover one and have nine guys up there. You're not going to win that way. You're going to get overtime. You're going to give up a play. So again, that's, we have to get back to what we do. We have to defend the run, and sometimes we have to do it in a lighter box. That's been the challenge laid out to the guys up front that we need to play to our standards.
Mike, you guys were so high on your defensive line coming into the year with Quinn and Mo kind of emerging and Kenrick. How surprised are you that has not been a strength of this team so far?
A bit of a surprise. I mean, but it's just been the general inconsistency. There are times we might have two of the three guys or three of the four guys up front doing an outstanding job, and then one's is getting a minus on the play, and that just happens to be where the ball went. So again, it's hard to criticize that group because it's the inconsistency. That's the biggest criticism, is what I'm saying. It's not like you can point to, hey, just generally the overall play has been poor. Mike DeVito played one of his best games against San Francisco. You'd never know it, saying that with the defensive line, he just gave up, you know, the 1,000 yards rushing we gave up. But he played really well. So to me, it's we need to get those guys playing, and it's got to be consistent.
Mike, I think Greg said it was 17 missed tackles in that game. Do you look at that through a critical eye, saying, did you sense any lack of intensity or lack of fire, guys not pursuing or hustling for the ball or any of those kind of
things? In watching the tape, I never saw anything that wasn't hustle. I don't think anybody would have be given a loaf. I think some of that, I don't know if Rex spoke on this, some of the missed tackles I think were more because a lot more occurred in space than should have. Usually, you know, if we're playing our techniques right and we can get an edge set and get the ball carrier kind of hemmed in, where it's much harder to miss a tackle when it's in a tighter space. So there were times where, I know Bart missed a few. There was some situations where he just couldn't change direction and it was just too much space for him to move in. And some of it was due to the poor play inside that made the gap bigger than it should have been. So. I never saw it as an effort thing. Sometimes it was a technique. You know, approaching a guy, and the we always say you got to sink, lower your center of gravity, especially against some of these backs that have that make you miss ability. And so there were times where it was our pad level, and again, that stuff we emphasize tackling each week. Every day we're in pads. The padded practice that we have, we tackle. So again, we try to coach it up as best we can.
What did you think of Carlos Rogers' comments?
I didn't take him as anything malicious. I mean, I think he was just genuinely surprised. When we went back and looked at the tape, and we looked at it, because I distributed the quote. I mean, we put it up on the screen. I let those guys read it in the meeting. Just didn't say anything, and just let them read it and soak it in. And to me, there's nothing worse. And I think you're gonna get all sorts of insults hurled at you in sports. You're too slow. You're dumb. You're this. You're that. But one of the worst ones that can get put on you is that you quit. And again, in watching the tape, it's there weren't that many where you could point out and just say, listen, he just flat gave up. So again, that's what they perceive from their side because of the high effort, high intensity, the way our guys fly to the ball, and that's the one thing that we always want to pride ourselves on, that regardless of the score, that we want to play like our hair's on fire. So, again, you'd have to ask the guys individual. I don't think you could say that anybody quit. I know we got worn down. But probably just as much emotionally as we were physically. But I just think it was the fact that it was put out there, and I think it was good. Our guys got to see that, to have a peer say, if it comes from the media, if it comes from a fan, or it comes from some other source, but when it comes from a peer, that's you got to kind of. Stop yourself and say, wait a minute, is this the effort that, if it's being perceived as this, then we need to take action. So I think our guys were you can ask them individually how they felt about it, but we used it this week.
So you literally just like a PowerPoint and just put it up and
put it up.
Say anything?
I talked about it for a minute, and then I just kind of introed it and then let them read it because it was a lengthy, what I pulled up was a...
What was the immediate reaction in the room? I mean, did anybody say anything?
Silence.
When was this one?
This was on Monday. Wednesday.
I'm sorry, did you spend the week trying to play to their pride off of last game, or was that sort of a one-time, and then you put it away and you move forward?
I don't think we really needed to play to it. I just think as professionals and the guys, that, especially the ones that have been in that room and played as part of this defense and been successful in it, they know what it's supposed to look like. And so it's obvious to them when it's not looking the way that it's supposed to. And so, again, we didn't need to manufacture that. I mean, it's a natural reaction to when things aren't going well. We talked about, and I don't know if Rex had mentioned this, but the old saying, it's not about the bike. When you're talking about the, whether it's a bike ride, it was a Lance Armstrong thing, where it was, it's about the guy riding it. So again, because we're doing the same things we had done before. And again, the guys in the room know what it's supposed to look like, and that's we talk about we have very high standards, and right now we're not playing to those, and we need to get back to that immediately.
Are you happy with what you're getting out of Bart and David Hare or something else?
I thought Bart's knowing that his injury was supposed to be a 3 or 4 week thing. I mean, it was inspirational for him to be out there. Now, did we give up a couple? Were there a couple plays that he just couldn't make because of it? Yeah, there were a few, but I'm willing to trade that to have him out there and be the, be the emotional leader. And again, he's, those guys I think have been solid. But I think that the tackling part of it, David missed a few that were disappointing. But I think overall those. Those guys have been solid, but I think everybody from the D line to the outside backers to the inside backers, the guys on the back end, we all need to raise our play.
The Kenrick Ellis play in the fourth quarter where you get pushed back. I mean, how does that? Is that just poor leverage on his part, or
yeah, That's what happens. If your pad level gets too high, sometimes the natural tendency is as a defensive lineman that you want to make the play. So next thing you pop up a little bit to locate the ball, and when you got 650 pounds leaning on you, it doesn't matter how much you weigh. That 600 plus will win every time unless you're lower than they are. So that's the biggest thing with handling a double team, and San Francisco I think is the best in the league at doing it. Again, I know Rex was going to pull some of those clips to show to our guys on the other side, like, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like. And it's again, Kendrick was, you could see clearly from that play on. I mean, he played angry, so it didn't happen again. But it's a lesson learned for him.
Why were the plays that they ran with Kaepernick so successful?
One, I mean, he's a pretty good athlete, but two, when we looked at each one, I mean, there were, because we practiced against several of them, there were some technique issues. Each one was individual. There were some technique issues. We had bad eyes on the one, bit on a fake when we weren't supposed to. We had an alignment issue on the one. We were supposed to align outside. We lined head up. So it should have presented to the quarterback to give the ball as opposed to keep it, the one option that got out early. And then we made an adjustment in game, and I know stopped him on the one. I think was in the fourth quarter, but to me he's a dangerous player. I mean, we talked about it and showed some clips during the week. I think he'd only taken one snap going into our game, and we'd showed him some of his preseason clips, and that's hard to defend. And again, that's stuff that we had worked on, but. When you have a guy running it like that, and if your eyes aren't good, your technique's not good, then that's what's going to happen.
Wait, how much has scenery back affected his play?
I think that's a question best for him, but I think it's pretty obvious that it's definitely affected him. I mean, just going back through, very limited in OTAs, didn't do much in training camp, so just from a game condition standpoint of getting those reps. I mean, there's no substitute for that. And those linemen, they need that. So I think it's a combination of the two, the lack of buildup into the season. Then all of a sudden he's ready to play and we're in games. And I think the back itself.
Do you think this is a big week for Antonio just for his confidence? I mean, a lot of times Darrell would probably take an Andre Johnson type, for him to match up on him.
I do. I think it is a real big week for him. We're going to ask a lot. I mean, we're going to play our style of defense, and there are going to be times where, against a team like this that runs the ball that well, that we're going to have to be in some single high defenses with eight players down around the box, and he's going to have a decent amount of one-on-one. So, it's a big challenge, and I know he's up to it.
You had said in the offseason one step faster. That was like your challenge to these guys. Now that we're in the third week of the season, have you seen the quicker play? Have you seen...
At times, but again, I think our theme so far for the first quarter of the season is we're inconsistent. We flash brilliance at times, and then other times it's not so much. So, I think it's... we're a mix of veteran guys, and we have some rookies and some young guys that we're working in. But again, we need to get up to speed and need to get our play ultra consistent, and that needs to occur sooner than later.
How do you coach consistency?
It's coaching hard. We grade guys. Every player gets graded on every snap of practice, plus minus. And we're hard on them. So again, they need to understand in the game that they're getting graded, and obviously in the game, just like you're doing in practice. So it's their challenge. I mean, to me, the great ones are going to be in the high 90s percentage wise, and that's what you want to strive for. That perfect game, no minus.
Maiden's playing time seems to be shrinking by the week. Is he just not?
I think it's safe to say he'll be out there more this week. But again, some of that situation, when you can't stop the run, you can't get teams in third and long, you're not going to get your pass rushers on the field. So that was kind of a byproduct of of what happened. But again, I think he's one of our you know, he's an emotional guy when he's out there. He's high energy. He was out there. I mean, he made a heck of a play. One of the plays that he was out there. So you know, I see that game, the two snaps. That's more of an aberration. It's no reflection of him. That I'm confident that he'll get more than that this week and moving forward.
How's Quentin playing?
Better. He's practicing better. He's making some plays. I think he had two tackles for loss. He's learning the system again. But there's no substitute for actual game experience. And I think as he gains that, he's getting better. So. Again, he's the one he's making rookie mistakes, and we got to get those eliminated. But, again, we're looking for him, just like everybody else in the defense, to be more consistent.
Thank you.